There are two key words that define the essence of storytelling, and I'm kind of a storyteller, that's what I do. And whenever I work with people who are trying to tell stories, these words keep coming into play, and they are there even for people who are professionals and should know them. It's probably three words. First two words are rooting interest, and the next word is urgency. And every one of us who gets engaged in a story are engaged by these two ideas. One, we really want an outcome. We are rooting for an outcome of a story. And what engages us in the story is that it's urgent that this outcome occur. So we root for the guy to get the girl and the girl to get the guy. We root for the good guys to win. We root for them, whoever they may be, to slay the dragon or the monster. We root for people to live happily ever after. That's kind of the stuff we root for. We might also root for people to find courage, selflessness. Perhaps even to find who they are. Urgency tends to be about a time clock, is how it's usually put. There's urgency in getting something done in a given amount of time, and usually it's not enough time, or it's barely enough. Those of you who are watching the football playoffs this week and next week and the Super Bowl are very aware of time clock. You've got basically four quarters, a very defined amount of time, and you've got to accomplish your goal in that four quarters, and that's all you got. And there's an enormous amount of rooting interest. You watch a football game and it's crazy how much rooting interest there is. And it's fun to get caught up in it because it's so dynamic and it's so enlivening and it's so thrilling. And it's almost like a war, only nobody gets killed necessarily. And so you get all these powerful dynamic forces and you're rooting for something to happen and nobody knows what's going to happen. It can go this way, it can go that way. The good guys can win, maybe the bad guys will win, you know, in your mind. You know, whatever it is, it's an enormous investment. And it's really powerful, powerful to get engaged in story. And those of us who read novels, those who go to movies, those who go to plays, along with sports, find that the ones we like because somehow whoever created this story created an empathy with the main players. You somehow really start to care in the first 10 minutes or 15 minutes about someone or something. You don't always know what's going to happen to them, but you care that they get satisfied in life, that they become worthy in your mind, and therefore you want them to get something. And then usually, if this is according to writing screenplays, page 19, something happens to destabilize them, their lives. Things go differently. And then the rooting interest is really about getting back to equilibrium. Only it will never be the equilibrium that they had before because that's past tense already. So it's to establish a new hierarchy of equilibrium, a new level. And I often talk of it as spiral because often You start at one place. Can you see this, guys? You start here, and then you go around, and you come back to here, and it looks like you're in the same place you were in the beginning, but in fact, you're at a whole other level. You're not here, you're here. And then you do it again and again, and you keep going through these spirals of storytelling, but a specific story locks in one spiral. It locks in one story. You are here, something destabilizes you, you go on a journey trying to figure out how do I get back to where I was, and you get back to somewhere that is a version of where you were, only it's better. But what it has locked in is a kind of sense of growth and satisfaction and attainment and fulfillment and all of these qualities. And a lot of us like to think in a story, well, that's the end of the story, and it usually is where stories end. But of course, we all know, if you're still alive, it's going to go on again and again. You're going to go on lots of journeys in this lifetime. And in a book, you have the wonderful element of defined time frame. It comes to an end, 300 pages, whatever, you're done. 2 hours at a movie theater, the story's resolved. Football game, baseball game, soccer game, whatever, it's finished, and you have an outcome. To bring this back into focus in terms of what we're doing spiritually, we are all given a life. It has a certain duration. The complication in our life is we don't know how long a duration. It might be 90, 100 years, it may be 60, it may be very short. You don't know. But the one thing we know is that slowly, in the beginning of the story, a character is created. A character who is basically us. And we don't know who that character is at first, but we start to figure it out because our parents tell us about who we are, our siblings tell us, our teachers tell us, and mostly in a way our peer group, our friends tell us. And they all begin to shape this character. And we become that character primarily by believing everything we're hearing from people or not believing, because we may have an inner voice that says, oh, that's not true. That's not what, it's different than that. Or you may start to feel, if you're lucky inside, a kind of creative power that lets you begin to define your character against the odds of what everybody else is telling you you are. But however your character gets formed, it's a character. And this character is about to go on a journey called life, and that journey has limited duration. And you don't know how limited, so there's a lot of urgency in going on this journey and trying to get somewhere or something while you're here. And what is it that you're trying to get? Well, this is a kind of thing that defines most people in this world, because everyone sets a different goal for themselves in life. Everyone sets a place that they need to arrive at that will define who they are and make them usually satisfied, fulfilled, or happy. So there's a certain programming that's done in our culture that tells you certain things you go after will bring you a certain amount of deep satisfaction. One of them is marriage or partnership. Another maybe children. Another is financial security, and maybe beyond that, great wealth. Another may be approval, love, or fame. These are things that people start to define as the thing they have to get to give them satisfaction, to give them fulfillment, and a sense of wholeness. And the only problem with these goals in life, and are rooting for them, because we do root for them, is that when you get them, it's not in any way done. It's not like the chapter or the novel is finished. You get the relationship, and then you got to work at that relationship. And things go on inside a relationship that are hard and difficult, and often a whole new story begins. Or you get children, and children promise to do all these things and they disappoint you, or they become something other than you had imagined or tried to program into being. So you have a whole other journey going with these children. You get all the money in the world and you're not happy. you know, you get fame and you find yourself trying to hide from people because you can't stand all the recognition. All of these things start to happen, so you finally get the thing you're looking for and you've been rooting for, and it's not satisfying. It doesn't work. It's not what you wanted. You thought it was, but it's not what you promised yourself it would deliver. Then what? You're stuck in the middle of a story that didn't work. That's not happy. You know, you didn't live happily ever after. The ending is like, what? And it's not complete. And you don't know what's complete. You don't know what to reach for. And you start to see that there's all these years ahead. There's all this time. And what do you do with all of that time? You have a story to tell, but the story's already over. Or not interesting. Or you're bored with it. Or you go, this was all there was? All of these horrible kinds of things that happen, and often will happen in the middle of a movie, when you go, oh my God, this is awful. This is boring. I don't want to go here. Or in the middle of a ball game that's really not good. A lot of ball games you go to, it's just the same. There's no movement, there's no excitement. It's just two bad teams playing. You know, whatever it is, there's this sense often of enormous disappointment. So here we are now, caught in a story that's not working. The only other element of this story that's really crucial is that it is rushing toward an end that isn't the end that you want. And that end is obliteration or annihilation of you. Some people early on recognize that that's the only real end, or apparent end. That at some point we are going to rush into finality. And there won't be any more of us left. We are going to move headlong into pain, diminishment, the sense of retreat, some kind of feeling of loss. And nobody wants that. Nobody is rooting for that. Nobody. You don't read a novel hoping that somebody will die, usually the main character. You never hope that they're going to arrive at a place of being in an old folks home, in some care facility. Who roots for that? And yet, that's where we are all headed. And it's really depressing. It's the worst thing ever. It's like, what? All of this whole thing is going to what? You know? And because it's so awful, nobody wants to look at it, and so we keep this wheel spinning about, well, now if I only make $5 million instead of $1 million, or if I have another relationship, or I buy a different car, or whatever it is you think you're going to do that's going to get you out of this horrible, horrible ending that seems to be waiting in the wings. Not only does it seem to be, something in you knows that is how it ends. So here we have ultimately a very depressing story. Really everyone's story ultimately is on some biological, physiological level totally miserable. Not totally, because there's lots of fun in the middle and there's a lot of stuff going on that you get to play with. But in the end, you lose. Period. However, there's another story. And it's a really interesting story. And absolutely nobody roots for it. Nobody cares about it, really. Nobody knows what to make of it. It's a hard sell. And that sell is that there is possible in this lifetime something called liberation. Freedom. Release from the story. Release from the character that ends badly. And since every character ends badly, since every one of you is doomed to failure, there is this idea that you might be able to awaken in the middle of this story and realize who you are. And who you are will entail an awareness that you are not the character that you think you are. That's an amazing thing. You are not this person that all of your friends and parents and relatives and teachers told you you were. You're not that. And being released from that awareness, not just intellectually, but ultimately viscerally, to have it completely fall away, is to become free of the illusion that this story is about you. And what you start to become aware of is that you are the creator of all stories. That you are the source of all that is. And you awaken to the happiest ending possible. The ending that there is no individual self, there is only something that is the self of all selves. There is this being, this vast truth of reality, this unnameable, unexplainable, mysterious truth that is who you are. And that you can come to know that. Not as someone who can own the knowledge of it, but as someone who can release themselves from the separation of being a separate character and realize that underlying that separation has been, always was, and always will be who you truly are. One would think that rooting to know that before the time clock expires would be the greatest story imaginable. That somehow or another we could be released from the false identity of character and arrive at the truth of what and who we are. You would think that would be the most dynamic driving force in the world. Because we love stories, and what is a better story than that you discover your own true being? And also, that you only have so much time to do it in, and you don't know how long that is. So you may be given 100 years, and you may only be given another 20 seconds, honestly. You don't know. We're sitting here in San Francisco near the San Andreas Fault. You don't know. We walk around like, oh, we're fine, but you don't know. This story could end. And it would end prematurely because you could suddenly find yourself lying in the rubble of this house and going, what was that about? What was that? What is this? All these questions suddenly come up. The essence of true story, and it's too late, it's over, finished. No answers, no, nothing, nothing. The end of life for many people is what? What? You know? And it's a terrible ending. It's just, you don't want it to end that way. And so my instinct as a storyteller is, well, that can't be the ending, so you create a new character, and you come back, and you do it again. Because you keep creating the character until you get the story right. Groundhog Day, right? You know, that's what this is. You keep finding a story until you get the right ending. But everybody keeps going back to the wrong ending. Next time it's not going to be about money, it's going to be about being sexy. Or next time I come back, it's going to be about being the smartest guy in the room. Or whatever your thing is that you think is you'll try the next version of. It's just more character trying to figure out a better version, and none of them work because none of it can work because you're not a real character. So somewhere along the way, the Tibetans talk about kalpas, which are like billions of cycles of the universe, not just 14 billion years of this universe, but billions of universes over and over and over, because this thing, in their mind, has been going on forever. People keep coming back and coming back and coming back because we're so stupid. And we keep telling ourselves stupid stories. And the only real story about awakening is the one thing very few people are excited about. Very few people understand that there's great beauty in rooting for awakening, or discovering who you are, or what you are, or what this is. You know, what is it that takes you to the place where you finally go, this is the journey, this is what I care about. This is the only thing worth knowing, because it brings you to truth, it brings you to reality. And what other story does that? And according to Buddha, you know, a million people will seek this and two people will find it. That's intense. Who are those two people? Are you one of those people? Are you going to be one of them who wakes up and goes, ah, the end of seeking. That's what this is. The end of seeking. I found the end. Not the end, because there appears to be no end. But there's the end of seeking. And there's the waking up to the infinite, the eternal presence. What is that infinite and eternal presence? Who knows? There's no one to know it. In fact, it may be creating this universe to figure that out. You may be part of the process of figuring this out, trying to create those two people out of a million who start to go, and even they can't figure it out. All they can do is witness the vastness of what one is. The amazing nature of what one is, without being able to define it, because it's undefinable. It's too big, it's too grand, it's too beyond, beyond. And yet you're that very thing. You're not this person at all. You are this thing encoded into this minuscule version of itself, trying to build the manifested universe as it figures itself out through form and content. But you are that which precedes form and content. You are the creator of the universe. You are that. You are that right this second. You are a participant in, and you are the designer of, this extraordinary story of being. The thing that frustrates me most in teaching is what I call the dabbler element. So many people are kind of a little bit curious about this stuff. They're curious about, what is spirituality? What advantage does it give me? Will I make more money? Will I have better relationships? What will I get from it? And so people come and they dabble and they play in spirituality. Will I get peace of mind? What do I get from it? And I come into that all the time, because people are constantly looking for what's in it for me. And they get a little bit of peace and a little bit of bliss and a little bit of joy, and they go, oh, this is good. I'm getting this. And it's all part of the story. And it's all part of the character. And so they build this thing, and then it doesn't ultimately satisfy, because the character doesn't satisfy. And so there they are going, let's try the next person. Someone else will have it, another teacher will have it, another thing, another place. And they keep going on the spiritual smorgasbord of life, trying to taste and find all these different things to get the thing that their character wants, and they don't get it. They don't get it. And what is so hard here is the sense that I don't know how, have come to the end of seeking, and I can share with you this understanding that your character will never get it. And yet the thing you're looking for, you already have. It will not come from another teacher or 500 teachers. It will not come from 5 million lifetimes of looking in the wrong direction. It will not come from anything other than waking up now to this and you don't have a lot of time. You don't have a lot of time. I cannot tell you how much time you have because we don't know. But I can tell you there is urgency here. And it's not really urgent because the life of the universe doesn't care if it takes you 500 million more lifetimes. It doesn't care. But I can tell you through the exigency of karma, is that the right word? That the idea of karma means that you are going to create dramas that are going to make it longer and longer and longer for you to find the answer. Because karma has consequence. And if you live 12 really stupid lives, they're going to create 12 more or 40 more stupid lives after that because you're going in the wrong direction. You have to begin to find something, usually through enormous pain or enormous suffering or something dynamic and dramatic that says, whoa, I gotta quit this thing, I gotta stop. The thing that gets you to go to AA or the thing that gets you to change your life, that has to happen. Usually it's pain, usually it's acknowledgement of something major, and you turn your life around. That's great storytelling, by the way. It's great stuff. And you start to say, I need this. But if you do it in a dabbling way, you won't get it. Only if you commit and say, this is what it's about, it's what I need, it's what I hunger for. That's a great character. That's a great story. Someone who goes after it, who goes through all the odds, who's not tempted away from the journey, who says yes, 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 and sits and opens, and finally the universe pays attention to you. Yourself pays attention to you, because that's all you're dealing with is yourself, and yourself goes, aha, this guy means it. This woman wants it. This person who I love deeply wants it. They finally are paying attention. And then this thing happens. There's an opening that occurs between you and yourself, and all of you becomes obliterated. Your character disappears, and you are finally where you've always been. And the story is, the story of your character is over. And you arrive at the best of endings, which is right here. You may say, but that's not an ending. Where's the end? What did you get? What do you have? What do you have to show for this? Why is that the end? You're not even dead. The end has a quality of endlessness. The end has infinite presence. The end is a kind of unending gift. I can't tell you anything more than that. But I know it's the best ending imaginable. The ending has always been in the beginning. The ending was always there. The ending is the ending that your psyche and your soul want. The ending is worth rooting for. It's the thing you wanted most in existence, and you get it. The ending is to find yourself, to find God, to find love, to find truth, to find reality, to find what is. That's what you want. I can't sell Hollywood on rooting for that. Nobody in Hollywood roots for transcendence. Nobody. But we do. You do because you are on a journey through the pain of life to say, what is this for? Why am I here? What is the journey about? And you reach and you sit still and you start to let you fall away, and the truth just unearths itself. It just appears, it reveals itself, and it says, you are the reason for the journey. You are it. That's all it says. And you go, wow. It's the end of storytelling on one level. And on the other hand, you'll be surrounded by stories, millions of them. And you'll watch them and you'll go, mm-hmm. You'll see the absurdity of stories. You'll watch people lost in the need to get this or get that or have this or have that. And you'll want so badly to say to them, you have only a little bit of time. Wake up. Don't spend it chasing the wrong thing. Don't go trying to get to the pinnacle of a mountain that will not support you. Don't keep rushing after the thing that isn't there. Wake up. Wake up now. Wake up now. Stop dabbling. Be serious. Commit. This is real. This is what it's about. You only have so much time, and it may be that much. Be here now. Do it now. And look, even if you don't have the awakening, even if the popping doesn't occur, even if you don't get the clarity, what you will get, at least from sitting still on a regular basis, is moments of release from the story, moments of release from the character. If you get 5 minutes or 5 seconds or 5 days of release, it will change everything. Just sitting still and going, oh, I can breathe. Oh, I don't have to do that. Oh, it doesn't matter what people think about me. Oh, I'm free of having to prove something to somebody who's probably 20 years, 50 years in the past. You know, there are people trying to prove something to somebody who was in their elementary school class and they don't even remember. That's why they're doing it. You know, trying to get the approval of somebody who's long gone. You know, what's that about? That's, you know, that's crazy. Why live that out? Why live that story out? There's no reason. The only thing worth rooting for in the world is for you to know that there is nothing but this. And you are this. And you are this in the most profound way imaginable. There is nothing but this. My rooting interest is that you discover this while you have a chance. And my rooting interest is that whatever is being spoken here has enough of a ring of truth to it, or enough magical power, if you will, in the vernacular of our time, to absolutely penetrate the psyche and go, oh, wow, that was true. You know, Rudy used to push us and push us to grow and expand and go deeper. You know, I'm trying to do the same thing in a little bit of a different way. I'm just trying to say, let go of everything that isn't here and now. You know, when your mind comes up and makes you miserable about something that could happen in 10 years or something that happened 10 years ago, let it go. Take a breath. What's important? What is important? Really, what's important? Nothing is more important than this. Nothing. This is your shot. This is your story. This is your journey. Get there. And you're doing it not for you personally. You're doing it for God, if you will. You're doing it for the self. You're waking up because the world is here to awaken to itself. So, rooting interest, urgency. Rooting interest, urgency. Figure out what your rooting interest is, figure out your urgency, and bring those into the core of your story, and this will be the best movie ever made. Any questions? Okey-doke.